From Land to Mouth by Bethan Mallow. Who will inherit the farm?
We're in the process of handing down from my father to myself the farm. Farm succession. I think it's definitely a big issue that can divide families and things sort of... Actually, it's nice to talk about this because, you know, you think about it, but you don't speak it out.
The day-to-day running. Now, Ben, our son does. OK.
When I got married in 74, my father rented me the farm and he semi-retired.
We're still, Becky and I, we're still partners in the business and we still have a major say in what goes on sort of thing, policy and what have you, but the day-to-day running.
So it was probably different because he went and bought himself a pub and so he had something else to do.
When my father was in charge, I sort of, you know, got a burning to talk about various things. And I think for him, like, he'd been absolutely wonderful, really. He's been a mate. I mean, he's been really, really gracious, amazing through the process. But I think in those early days especially, he didn't particularly want to have to sort of sit down. You know, he's not like that, my father. Different personalities, me and my father and I. We're very different. So big change, yeah.
I'm very aware of the fact that I'm getting older.
He's always said, right through my teens, he said, you don't have to. There's no pressure to come and farm, but the farm is here if you want to come back to it. It's yours to run if you want it.
I keep saying it would make more sense to everyone if we swapped houses, but I don't think they fancy this one much. There's no central heat in here.
Yeah, we have had, you know...
I know that he feels quite strongly about owning land, you know... But what he would ever do on it, we've never really discussed.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of tension around, but I think I've... Oh, what was I going to say? Yeah, expectation. It's all about, you know, to think... I had an expectation, you know? Because my father said to me, I'll be in charge for a year and then you're in charge. But it's not as simple as that. So I had that expectation and you know, he had a... Obviously, what he thought of as that was a different thing to what I... How I saw that. It is all about expectation, because if you, what you need, this is the planning thing, where what needs to say is, okay, I am completely in charge for a year, and you're effectively an employee, and then for 3 years you'll have X, Y, Z responsibilities, and then after those 3 years it's over to you, sort of thing. You know, that needs to be a quite clear conversation.
I've been asking the accountant ever since Tom died, you know, should we be making Chris a partner? And he's always said, no. But I don't know, you see.
You do need a plan.
I mean, obviously the place is willed to Chris, but whether or not he should be made a partner, I don't know. If that would ease the transition, if something happens to me, I don't know.
Well, the next generation's going to carry on because the financial incentives are there to do it. The only alternative is to put a processing plant in and sell milk to the public yourself. Making yoghurts and maybe ice cream.
Which we have... thought about. Mm. You know, I think Ben would be quite keen to develop that one, really, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, it's something that could be developed, and it's a leg we may go down as a possibility, you know, but it's not for my... there's so much competition out there.
And it's not done on the cheap, you know. You have costs and...
Yeah, it's something that they may do, I don't know. It's not something that I particularly, whilst I'm alive, I particularly want to put time into, you know, if I'm honest.
It'll probably go on another generation. It won't go to her, because, as you know, she's having a cushy life up in North Wales, so...
Don't give him ideas.
Yes, it'll probably... We've got patches of ground besides where we are at home, so they'll probably go to the girls and they can rent it out to another farmer. Bit of income for their time, or they can sell it or whatever they want. Like, I'm the fourth generation of this farm. So, you know, if my son comes in, he'll be the fifth and so on. His only problem is he's got a problem with women. He seems to change them quite often. And if you do that when you've got a farm, well, this one takes a couple of fields and the other one takes a couple of fields, it'll be all gone. What else?
Retiring.
Yes, I've always said that I want to retire when I get to 70. Right, well, I'm coming up there, so then we'd have to go and buy a house. And of course, we're not selling nothing, so that would take all our spare cash then to buy a house. So we're going to be living off bread and water then, and the odd, cooked chicken that this one would bring down from...
Don't encourage him.
I mean, I'm lucky in that it's paid for, you know. But there's no mortgage, so why would you choose to leave?
I don't know. I really don't know. No, I would imagine that if the worst gets to the worst, then Kerry would carry it on. See, she's married a farmer, and they've got a lot smaller farm than this one. So I could probably see that she would, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah, Kerry. Kerry would carry the farm on. Mm. That'll probably be the best avenue. Yeah. Kerry would probably be the best one to do it, as she's, like, got higher standards than my brother. My brother's kind of...
Do we?
This is my personal opinion. Oh. She asked for my opinion.
All right.
My brother can't look after a car, let alone a farm, and I think because he's got too many women on the go that if one did leave him, then she would, like Dad said, would try and take some of the farm, which would really upset Kerry. Mm. Oh, Kerry'd kick off.
But all this thing about passing on and continuation and, you know, once I'm gone, it's not going to be my worry, is it? And it's the same with everyone, really. I mean, you can get all sentimental about it, but, you know... I don't know.
It's home. I think if someone didn't carry it on, I'd be upset, maybe. Or if it, like, kind of deteriorated, but then... It's Dad's choice.
I'm not typical.
Well, I'd like to see, you know, I'd probably thrive on improving things, and I'm very solution-orientated, so, yeah, I'd like to see it still farmed and enjoyed.
Yeah, and then the next generation will come along and, you know, that a grandson will carry on farming.
Yeah.
They continue to improve the look of the farm and everything else, you know.
I told you I wasn't typical.
Well, I think, as far as I'm concerned... If I could come back in 30 years' time and see it similar to what it is now, or when I go, that'd be what I'd love if I can come back and don't see it in rack and ruins. That'll do me, yeah.
I don't know how it will turn out, how many kids we'll have. There's a lot of unpredictabilities at this stage, but what I'm quite sure of, what I'm certain of, is that it will be laid out very clearly, because that's it's all about expectation. If it's unclear, then you start getting problems, I think. I don't know. Ask me again in 40, 30, 20 years. Yeah.
Who Will Inherit the Farm? Played by Angela Bain, Susan Brown, Annie Davidd, Robin Griffith, Robert Mountford and Howard Ward.